哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
啊，今天下午我们一起学习的题目是第一夫妻。
And the topic for our study for this afternoon is the first couple.
啊，有人想到第一夫妻是不是要讲总统跟总统夫人，或是总理跟总理夫人的事呢？
Sometimes when you look at the first couple, it may conjure up the political image of the first of the president and the first lady.
啊，其实我们不是讲那些。
But of course, we're not referring to the president and his wife.
啊，到底第一夫妻是谁呢？
But who are the first couple?
啊，在圣经看来，第一对神所创造的夫妻，神所配合的夫妻，就是亚当跟夏娃。
And from the Bible, we can see that the first husband and wife refers to Adam and Eve.
啊，他们是神所配合的。
Because they are the ones that got put together.
从他们夫妻的相处的模式，我们可以学习到很多。
And from the way that they treat each other, it can serve as a study for us today.
啊，早上我们讲过金融风暴对社会的影响。
And this morning we've talked about the financial tsunami that has struck the whole world.
其实这个影响不单只是影响人的消费，或者是社会的这个股票啊，或者是房地产的价格。
And in fact, this financial tsunami, the impact is not only upon the real estate or the consumerism of the whole world.
有社会学家做研究。
And we can see that the social economists, they are making this study.
当经济不好的时候。
That when the economy goes down into a recession.
代表家庭的资源疏少了。
It also refers to the economic situation of individual families that is being shrunk.
这个时候，夫妻的关系会面临很大的冲击。
And this will have a direct impact upon marital relationships of many couples.
以前经济好的时候，要买什么就买了。
Because in the past, when the economy is good, you have no thinking about what you spend.
Husband, 先生可以买自己喜欢的电器。
And the husband, they can buy all the electronic toys that they love.
买回去回家就玩了。
And then when they go home, they can play with their digital toys.
太太就可以买一些漂亮的衣服回家了。
And then on the other hand, the wives, they can go out shopping for beautiful dresses.
常常去外面吃啊，喝啊。
And they can go out for good meals.
但是经济不好了。
But now that the economy is going down,
没有的消费了。
That there is no money to spend.
可能夫妻其中一个人失业了。
Or perhaps out of the couple, one of them has lost a job.
这个时候就开始困难了。
So now is the time of hardship.
在家里，你看我，我看你。
So they stay at home, I look at you, and you look at me.
也可能是夫妻其中一方投资失利了。
Or perhaps one of the couple, whether the husband and wife, they have made a bad investment.
另外一方面就很不开心了。
Then of course, the other half will not be too happy.
家里就有怨言了。
And of course, they will grumble and they will complain.
所以有人说，外面的金融风暴啊，不小心的话，随时会引发家里的风暴。
And that is why they say that the tsunami on the outside can easily create a tsunami on the inside.
其实我们看婚姻这个关系啊。
But however, when we actually look at the marriage relationship itself,
没有错，不是每一个人都要结婚。
And of course, it is true that not everyone has to get married.
我们可以选择独身。
You can choose to be single.
但是我们每一个人其实都被婚姻的关系所间接的来影响。
But however, directly or indirectly, we are all influenced by marital relationships around us.
就像我们一生出来，我们就知道哦，原来爸爸跟妈妈的关系是什么。
For example, when we are born, we look at our father and our mother, and we look at their relationship to each other.
父母的婚姻关系直接影响我们对婚姻的观念。
Because the marital relationship between our parents would directly have an impact on our own concept of marriage.
婚姻关系也很奇妙。
And also, it is a very strange thing.
可以说是人间最艰难的一种关系。
When you look at the marriage relationship, in fact, it is the most difficult relationship of all human interpersonal relationships.
为什么这样讲呢?
Why is that so?
有人在外面朋友很多。
Some people, they are very social and they have many friends in the society.
人缘可以非常的好。
They are very sociable and they make friends very easily.
吃得开，生意或者是事业做得很好。
And of course, that also extend to their good business ties.
但是家里的关系，夫妻的关系却弄不好。
But however, when they go home, their family is in a mess and their spousal relationship is not good.
现在可以告诉我们，夫妻的关系啊，比外面的关系更难来经营。
And that tells us that, in fact, the marriage relationship is harder to maintain compared to your social relationships with friends.
有一些人的生意可能做得很大，或是事业很成功。
Some people or some entrepreneur, they may have good businesses and that they are successful.
在他身边有很多不同的关系。
And that they have a good network relationship. They may have many ties with business people.
我们人生当中有很多的关系也是没有的选择的。
But however, there are many relationships in our life that we have no choice upon.
像我们的父母，我们没有办法选择。
For example, your parents, you cannot choose who you want for your parents.
你不能跟你爸爸说，哎呀，我不，哎呀，早知道换一个爸爸。
And you cannot tell your dad that, oh, I wish that you were someone else.
这样讲，马上被打一下。
Of course, then you will not get a good treatment back.
你不能说，我不可以，我希望不生在这个家庭，没有的选择的。
And of course, you cannot lament for the fact that, oh, I wish I'm not born in this family. You have no choice, really.
你跟弟兄姐妹的关系也没有的选择的，生出来就要面对他们。
And this also applies to your relationship with your siblings, your brothers and sisters at home. You have no choice because they are born along with you.
但是婚姻的关系就可以选择了。
But however, in terms of a marriage relationship, you can actually exercise your choice.
可以选择不结婚。
You can choose not to get married.
你可以选择跟谁结婚。
You can choose whomever you want to marry.
但是是自己选择的话。
But since you have made that choice,
但是常常就觉得说，好像我这个选择不是很好。
Then, on the other hand, another voice may tell you that you may regret that choice.
所以为什么会这样子？
Why is that so?
为什么那么困难？
Why is it so difficult?
我们从圣经里面这第一对夫妻来看看他们的相处的模式。
Let's look into the Bible, into the first couple, the first parent, and study how they actually treat each other.
可以看到他们曾经犯了一些错误。
We can see the mistakes that they make.
如果今天我们要夫妻之间幸福快乐、幸福美满。
Today, if we do desire a happy marriage,
我们就要避免第一夫妻他们曾经所犯的过的错。
Then we have to learn from the first couple and prevent from the mistakes that they have made.
因为夫妻关系还有一点很重要的。
Because there's also another important point behind marriage relationship.
夫妻的关系直接影响我们跟神的关系。
Because the marriage relationship that you have with your spouse would directly influence your relationship with God.
圣经说啊，如果丈夫对太太很不好。
The Bible says that if the husband mistreat his wife.
或者是另外一方面来说。
Or on the other hand, it can be vice versa.
你的祷告都有阻挡。
Your prayers will be obstructed when you pray to God.
你的祷告都上不去。
Because your prayers will not be able to reach God.
所以我们来看看这对第一夫妻啊。
So let's study the first couple.
我们请看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
二章二十二到二十五节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 to 25.22. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. 23. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Verse 24. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Verse 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, but they were not ashamed.
这是神所创造的第一个人亚当。
So over here, we can see the first man, Adam, that God has created.
神看到他独居不好。
But God saw that it was not good for Adam to be alone.
所以想要做一个配偶来帮助他。
So therefore, God, the Lord God, he created a companion for Adam.
所以这个人世间第一个手术，第一个开刀。
And that is the first surgery in humanity that was operated.
是神来开刀了。
Which was operated by God himself.
打开大肋旁。
And that God, he opened up the man,
拿个肋骨出来,
and he took up the rib from Adam,
把肉合起来,
and then he closed up the flesh,
就造成一个女人了。
And that is how this rib became a woman.
把它带来亚当的面前。
And then he brought this woman before Adam.
这个时候亚当很欢喜啊。
And of course, Adam was so happy at that time.
亚当讲了人世间历史当中第一句的情话。
And that here we see that Adam, he mentioned the first love language in this world.
就是说我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
That this is the first love language that he mentioned. This is now bones of my bones.
这句话如果今天听起来不怎么样啊，可能还会觉得毛毛的啊，蛮奇怪。但是当时来说啊，这是很亲密的话。
And today this verse may seem very commonplace, but however, at that time, in fact, this is a very intimate verse.
直接告诉夫妻的关系就是这样。
And it directly tells us the relationship about how intimate a marriage should be.
所以说这一对夫妻，第一夫妻是神所配合的。
So therefore, from here, we can see that this first couple was put together by God.
那么有人就问了。
But then some people will ask us,
是不是一定神所配合的一定会幸福？
that is it true that whomever that God has put together, they will end up happily ever after?
有人就问,他教会主内结婚,是不是一定就会幸福?
And some people even ask this question, is there a guarantee that if you marry within the Lord, that you will definitely be happily forever after?
我们先来搞清一点。
Then let's make clear a point first.
没有错,婚姻是神所配合的。
It is true that marriage is instituted by God.
圣经也讲得很清楚。
The Bible also says it very clearly.
如果想要信任婚姻的幸福,
that if you desire your marriage to be happy,
很基本的一点,
fundamentally speaking,
同样信仰的人要配在一起,
that you must yoke with the same faith.
就像人配人,
just like a human being will be matched with another human being.
神所造的,
and that God will put together whom he has created with another that he has created.
神的儿女配神的儿女,
that the children of God will be matched together with the children of God.
就是幸福的,
then that will be a happy relationship.
神给你配好,
but if God has already put the match for you together,
事后你幸不幸福呢?
But then if after this, whether you're happy or not,
就完全在乎我们在婚姻里面有没有不断的学习,
then it all depends on how you actually learn and maintain this relationship.
有没有靠着主,
that whether you really rely upon God,
把这个关系,这个婚姻的关系经营得好,
that you can maintain well your marriage relationship.
如果没有的话,
but if you do not put in the effort,
虽然两个人都有信仰,
that perhaps both of you have the same faith,
两个人, 都是神所配的,
that both of you are put together by God himself,
但是后果也不一定是最完美的,
but the end result may not be the most beautiful,
因为没有做出人的努力,
because you did not exert your own effort.
好了,我们来看看第三章,看看这是第一夫妻,他们相处的模式到底是怎么样,
so let's look at chapter 3, let's see how Adam and Eve treat each other.
为什么他们从骨中的骨,肉中的肉,到他们犯了罪之后,他们的关系有一些改变,
and why is it that they have deteriorated their relationship from the bone of bones to that of flesh?
好,我们先来看第三章,
let's look at chapter 3.
第一到第五节,
verse 1 to 5.
请读。
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4. And the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Verse 5. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
这个故事我们都非常的熟悉,从小我们就听了。
Now, this is a story that we all know very well.
是夏娃被引诱。
That this marks the temptation of Eve.
蛇跟他讲话。
Here we see the serpent speaking to Eve.
骗他。
And that the serpent is cheating on Eve.
跟他讲。
And told her,
你吃这个分别善恶果啊, 不一定会死,
that when you eat of this fruit, you may not surely die.
神跟他讲得很清楚, 你吃的一定会死,
but however, God had already instructed them earlier that they will surely die.
神跟亚当讲的,
this is what God has told Adam.
亚当可能也跟着太太讲了,
of course, Adam will told his wife.
但是太太记得, 记这个东西也不可能不是非常的确定啊, 讲给蛇讲一下就被骗了,
but however, Eve may begin to doubt, and that when the serpent told her, she was quite shaken.
所以后来就吃了。So
therefore she ate it.
吃了之后他们的关系就改变了。And
after she ate of the fruit, that completely changed the relationship.
没有以前那么亲密了。They
are no longer as intimate as before.
我们看第12节。Let's
look at verse 12. Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate.
这里亚当怎么形容他的太太呢?
So over here, how did Adam describe his wife?
这个跟我同居的女人而已。
He mentioned this woman as someone who just lived with him.
今天我们弟兄千万不能对太太讲这句话。
And today, this applies to the brothers. Please do not ever say this to your wife.
你可以说 honey 啊, darling 啊, sweetheart 啊, 甜心啊,
and of course, you can address your wife as sweetie and honey and darling and everything.
可以介绍别人说, 这是我的最爱啊。
And of course, you can introduce your wife to your friends as my most beloved.
如果你跟别人说, 这个是跟我同居的女人呢?
But however, if you tell your friends that this is the woman that I cohabit with,
哇, 听起来有多难听啊。
your wife will not be happy at all.
多生疏啊。
And that is so strange, a relationship.
对，为什么夫妻的关系会疏远？
Why is it that the relationship between a husband and wife will be so far apart and so distant?
因为有罪进到最亲密的关系里面。
Because the sin has come in between the two of them.
关系就会改变。And
that totally changed the relationship.
我们知道啊， 一点脏的东西可以把一整盘最纯的东西污染。
And we know that just a little bit of dirt can make the whole pool filthy.
一点面酵可以把整个面粉发起来。
And that just a little yeast can allow the whole dough to rise.
所以这对第一夫妻啊， 他们第一个错误是什么呢？
So over here, what is the first mistake of this first couple?
就是没有远离试探引诱的源头。
Because they did not flee away from all temptations and evil.
试探是什么呢？
What is a temptation?
是不是那棵树呢？
Is it the tree itself?
那一棵树每天都在。
Well, look at that tree. It's sitting there, standing there every day.
神叫他不要吃， 他们也没有想要吃。
And God told them not to eat of the fruit. They didn't even think about eating of the fruit.
也没有觉得特别好吃。
They do not even look at it as very delicious.
我太多东西可以吃了，
为什么要吃这个？ Because they have so many other fruits they can eat. Why do they want to eat of just this one tree?
可能有1000棵可以吃的树。
Perhaps there's 1,000 trees they can eat.
我每天吃一棵。
Even if I eat of the fruit of one tree every day,
吃三年都吃不完。
Even if I eat of it 3 years, I would not be able to finish it.
但是这一棵不可以吃的。
So what about this tree that is forbidden?
以前没有想要吃。
In the past, I did not even think about eating it.
什么时候想要吃呢？
So when would I actually think about eating the fruit?
这蛇跟他讲完话之后。
It's only when the serpent plant the thought in their mind.
对哦，我都没有想过这个东西那么好吃啊。
Then they suddenly got reminded that, oh, sure, I never thought this fruit can be delicious as well.
魔鬼又跟他，那个蛇又跟他讲。
Then the serpent told them,
吃了眼睛就开了。
That when you eat of the fruit, your eyes will be open.
跟神一样知道善恶。And
that you will be like God, you will know good and evil.
哇，之后第六节，哇，原来越看这个越好吃。
Then when they have this thought in their mind, from verse 6 on, the preconceived idea, when they look at the tree, the fruit becomes so delicious.
所以他就吃下去了。
Therefore, they ate of the desirable fruit.
这我们告诉什么？
So what does this tell us?
夫妻的关系又改变了。
Again, the relationship between husband and wife is changed.
一定是有试探引诱的源头。
That because there is a source of temptation and evil that is surrounding the couple.
蛇就是被魔鬼利用。
And that this serpent is used by the devil.
想要改变夫妻的关系。
That it is there to change the relationship between husband and wife.
透过罪来改变。
And it comes through sin.
所以今天的社会已经不像以前一样。
So therefore today, as we understand, the world is no longer the same as before.
无论男人跟女人,
doesn't matter whether you're a man or you're a woman.
在外面都会遇到很多试探的机会。
That there are many, many opportunities outside, out there for you to fall into temptation.
就说你自己不要, 有时候试探也会敲门, 也会找上门。
And even though you do not desire of it, the temptation can still knock on your door.
所以如果我们要维持美好的婚姻,
so therefore, if you desire to maintain a happy marriage relationship,
我们要很小心,
you must be very careful.
到底哪里有试探?
Where are the temptations lying around you?
有的话我要避开。
If it is there, you must run away.
有一个弟兄,
there is a certain brother,
在他工作的地方,
and that at his workplace,
啊, 有一个同事,
there is a co-worker,
长得非常漂亮,
and that she is so beautiful.
一开始他觉得没有什么。
At first, he did not find it any different.
我自己有我太太, 我爱我太太。
Because he has his own wife, and he loves his wife.
但是有一句话很真,
but however, there is one word that is very true.
日久就会生情。
That as time goes on, people will fall in love with each other.
有 attraction.
There will be the attraction over there.
时间可以改变很多东西。
Because time can change many things.
哎，他后来觉得怪怪的。
And after a period of time, he felt something is strange.
因为他工作的地方只有他跟那个女生。
Because at his workplace, sometimes there's only times when there is just the two of them, him and that beautiful
他觉得,
lady.
哎呀，为什么我的心会这样想？
And then he think to his mind, why is it I'm thinking that we are alone together now?
每天都很期待上班。
Because every day, he just yearned to go to work.
上到班看到他就很高兴。
Because when he goes to work, he saw his beautiful co-worker. He is so happy.
很聊得来。
And that they can chat, they can talk heart to heart.
但是还好他心中是有道理的。
But however, it is good that this brother has faith.
他知道试探要来了。
He knew that this temptation is lying for him.
只有他跟他。
Because they are located in a situation where the two of them are alone working together.
蛇又跟他讲话了。
And then he could hear a voice from the serpent telling him.
所以他为了要保守自己的信仰,
so in order for him to keep himself pure,
他现在已经开始了。
Because in his mind, the mind has already started talking to him.
好了，所以他要换环境。
So he knows that he has to change his job.
这样下去不行。
Because if he goes on working in this place, it will be disastrous.
日久会生情。
Because as time goes on, the attraction is there to cause you to fall in love.
他改变他的工作环境。
So therefore he changed his work environment.
换了工作。
He changed his job.
这样就不用碰见到这样孤单了，孤男寡女这种关系啊。
That no longer will he be in a situation where he's just alone with a beautiful co-worker.
所以要逃避试探。
So therefore, we must flee away from temptation.
另外一个弟兄,
and then there's another brother.
他职位做得很高,
that he has a high level in his office.
公司给他请秘书啊,
and so the managerial, he's in a managerial position, and that they gave him a secretary.
成功的男人都有个秘书嘛,
because we know that all executives, they have personal secretaries assisting them.
当然可以挑的话，当然挑一个漂亮的。
Of course, when you have the choice to choose a secretary, you would choose a beautiful lady, wouldn't you? Then, of course, this lovely lady come in.
又很能干,
and that she's also very capable.
会讲中文英文,
and that she can speak Chinese,
法文西班牙文,
and English, and French, and Spanish.
哇，好像一颗明星一样。
And she is so talented.
最主要是她很漂亮。
But the main thing is that she is very pretty.
有点太太来到公司了。
So one day, his wife came to the office.
哇，看到这个秘书在这边。
And then she saw this pretty young lady.
回去就跟老公讲,
then she went back and told her husband.
哎，为什么你的秘书那么漂亮?
And she told the husband, why is it that your secretary is so pretty?
哦，她很厉害，她很会讲很多话的。
And the husband said that, oh, she is very talented. She knows many languages.
她很漂亮哦。
The wife said, but well, she is very pretty.
没有事，没有事的。
And then the husband said, don't worry, there's no problem.
但是这个弟兄知道。
But then this brother knows.
对，他很聪明。
And he's also very smart.
他改天呢，就叫那个秘书呢，跟着他太太一起去逛街。
And so the next day, he told his secretary to go shopping with his wife.
他告诉他秘书，这是我的太太。
And then he told the secretary and introduced that this is my wife.
我有家庭。
That I have a family.
这个是我太太，你可以陪她去买东西。
That this is my wife. Please go shopping together with her.
陪她多一下，不要陪我。
You spend more time with her instead of spending more time with me.
告诉大家，我有家庭了。And
to tell her and let her know that he is a family man.
非常小心。And
so he's very careful.
把关系拿出来台面。And
that he opened up his relationship.
没有什么鬼不见的光了。Because
there's nothing that should be hidden in the dark.
自己很小心。That
he is very cautious.
所以虽然那个秘书很漂亮啊。
So even though the secretary is very pretty,
但是啊，也没事，平安没事啊。
But however, they are able to work in peace.
当然，如果可以选的话，不要选那个漂亮的了。
But of course, if you have a choice, don't choose a pretty young lady as your secretary.
因为越漂亮，试探越大。
Because the more pretty she is, the more tempted you will be.
但是有时候，就是环境就是这样。
But however, sometimes that is how the situation will be.
所以你心中如果觉得有试探了，
So if within your heart you find that there is a voice tempting you,
告诉你的配偶,
so tell your spouse,
帮我祷告,
please pray for me.
我要小心一点,
I have to be very careful.
夏娃就是没有马上离开这个试探的源头。
So over here we see that because Eve, she did not flee away from this source of temptation right from the beginning,
跟蛇讲话,
and that she even talked to the serpent.
蛇就是最怕你不跟他讲话。
The serpent is most afraid that you do not talk to him.
你走了，蛇就没有办法了。
Because if you run away, he can't do anything.
蛇那个舌头可以讲很多话。
But remember, the tongue of the serpent is very, very cunning.
魔鬼是很厉害的。
Because the devil, he is very, very shrewd.
第二个错误啊。
And the second mistake,
就是我们来看第六到第七节啊。
Let's look at verse 6 and 7. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and make themselves coverings.
第二个错误，他们在关系里面呢，就是丈夫没有尽到带领的责任。
And so over here, the second mistake that they make is that the man, as the husband, did not provide the necessary leadership of the family.
那个太太她软弱了。
Because the wife, she is now weak.
她吃了。
She ate.
拿给老公。
She gave it to the husband.
老公呢，马上就拿着吃了。
And that he also took the fruit and ate.
这看起来好像很自然哦。
It seems that it's such a natural thing that had happened.
好像听老婆的话。
It seems like the husband is listening to the wife.
不晓得从什么时候开始啊。
So we do not know when this actually happened.
从我们的文化里面有一样叫做怕老婆啊。
There's a certain we do not know when it actually originate from that there is a certain saying that the man should be afraid of the wife.
好像怕老婆，听老婆的，就是一种光荣啊。
And it seems like if you listen to your wife, it will actually be a very honorable thing.
但是如果太太说的对的,
but however, if the wife has done the right thing,
如果太太是按真理而行的,
and if she's walking in the truth,
当然是要听太太,
then of course you should listen to your wife.
但是如果太太犯了错了,
but however, remember, if your wife make a mistake,
离开了神了,
and that she has departed from God,
丈夫的这个时候就拿出领导来,
then at this point in time, you as the husband, you should take out your leadership role.
因为神是要做丈夫的来带领太太的。
Because God has designed the husband to take the lead over the wife.
尤其是在属灵的上面。
Especially in terms of spiritual matters.
但是今天的文化里面常常觉得说, 哎呀，怕老婆啊，听老婆好像是给她光荣化了这样。
But however, as we know, under the societal pressure, it seems that if the husband were to listen to the wife, it will bring him more face.
当然我再重复一次，如果太太是对的，是要听。
But of course, let me once again reiterate that if the wife is right, then the husband should listen.
但是丈夫还是头。
But remember, you as the husband, you are still the head and the leader.
曾经听过一个故事啊。
There is once a story.
有一对夫妻啊。
That there is a couple.
结婚了好久了，四五十年了。
They have married for a long time, about 40, 50 years.
人家就问他了。
Then people ask them.
哎呀，为什么你们的婚姻那么美满啊？结婚那么久。
People ask them, what is the secret behind your happy marriage? You can last so long.
有没有什么秘密告诉我们？
Is there any secrets or tips you would want to share with us?
这个丈夫就说了。Then
the husband said,
我告诉你一个故事啊,
let me tell you a story.
在我们新婚的时候,
that when we just got married,
我们去埃及玩,
we went to Egypt for a tour.
哇，玩什么?
What were we doing there?
我们去看金字塔,
we went to see the pyramid.
我们骑骆驼,
and then we were riding on camels.
然后怎么样?
Then what happened?
好，我们骑在骆驼上面, 我太太骑在上面,
and then we were riding on the camels, me and my wife.
但是那个骆驼不听话。
But however, this camel is not obedient.
它怎么都不肯起来走路。
No matter how we nudge the camel, it refused to get up and walk.
那个导游怎么踢它都没有办法。
No matter how the tour guide tried to kick on the camel, it just refused to budge.
这个时候太太就说了。
Then at this time, my wife said,
我数到三你要起来。
If I count to three, you must get up.
怎么可能?
How could it be possible?
太太就数了一。
Then the wife counted
二,
one, two,
三,
three,
不起来,
and the camel refused to move.
手枪拿起来, 砰, 把他打死,
and then she took out the gun and shot the camel to death.
这个先生说, 我这个太太那么残忍啊。
Then the husband was so shocked that, wow, my wife is so cruel.
你怎么可以这样子?
How can you do that to the animal?
这个时候太太说, 我数到三。
Then the wife said that, okay, now I'll count to three.
我不要听到声音。
I do not want to hear anymore.
所以从此之后,
so from then on, the husband just shut his mouth and do not say anything.
这个是个笑话,
so that is just a joke to share with you.
就是大家好像觉得说, 哦, 就是听太太话就会, 啊, 平安无事,
and this story goes to tell us that if you as the husband were to listen to your wife, then everything will be at peace.
不是常常说吗? 大事老公管, 小事太太管吗?
Isn't there a saying that the major problems will be handled by the husband and the minor things will be handled by the wife?
结婚40年都没有大事。
So when they were married for 40 years, there is no major problems.
但是这个是不是圣经的道理?
But is that what the Bible is teaching us?
圣经讲, 先生是头啊。
The Bible teaches us that the husband is the head.
妻子要 尊重丈夫, 要支持丈夫,
that you as the wife, you must respect your husband and support him.
好，我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3:7。
彼得前书三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3:7。Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
啊，这里告诉我们了，为什么神要把两个人凑在一起啊？
Over here, it tells us why God put two people together.
从一方面来说，
On one hand,
妻子是比丈夫软弱的。
That the wife is the weaker vessel.
啊，当然是从某一个层面来说了。
Of course, it's from a certain perspective that you can look at it.
身体来说，比丈夫软弱。
Of course, in the physical makeup, woman is weaker than man.
有时候意志力方面也是比较软弱。
Sometimes, in terms of determination and willpower, woman can also be weaker than man.
所以丈夫要体谅妻子。
Therefore, you as the husband, you must understand your wife.
妻子也要体谅丈夫。
And likewise, wife must understand the husband.
也要尊重丈夫。
You must respect your husband.
要尽一个带领的责任。
And that you as the husband must play the leadership role.
有一个青年跟我讲。
There's a youth who told me.
传道，我很想结婚啊。
Oh, pastor, I wish to get married.
你不错啊，你长得也不错啊，教会弟兄也不多，你应该很多选择。
And so I told her, well, you are pretty, and that you should have many choices among the brothers in church.
哎呀，很怕，很怕。
But she said, oh, I'm so scared.
我那时候怕什么？
And I asked her, what are you afraid about?
哎呀，我看到我妈妈，我就很怕结婚。
Because when I look at my mother, I'm so scared to get married, oh, pastor.
为什么？
Then I asked her why.
我妈妈对我爸爸很凶啊。
Because when I saw my mother, oh, she is so fierce when she barked at my father.
如果娶到一个这样的，怎么办？
And if I were to get married and end up like that, what am I going to do?
我不晓得怎么劝她哦。
So I do not know how to actually guide her.
我说你眼睛睁大一点吧。
So I asked her, well, open up your eyes big enough.
她说很难讲啊，结婚之后不一样啊。
But then she says that, oh, you know, things can change after you get married. Who knows what's going to happen?
是想一个二十几岁的人竟然讲那么深奥的道理。
So I was thinking, oh my, this sister is only in her 20s, and she is so afraid already.
结果过了一个礼拜之后呢？
So after 1 week,
我听到一个中年人跟我讲，一个中年弟兄跟我讲。
And then I heard another brother who's in his middle age, and he told me,
我太太以前呢，刚结婚的时候像一只猫啊。
That, oh, you know something, pastor? When my wife first got married to me, she was like a little kitty.
现在像只老虎一样。
But now she is a fierce tiger.
哇，我说怎么会这样？
And then I asked him, what happened?
哎呀，我也不知道啊。
And then the brother says that I really don't know what happened.
但是一只猫为什么变成老虎呢？
How can a little kitty become a fierce tiger in the end?
丈夫要带领啊。
Because you as the husband, you did not provide the leadership.
如果太太的态度错了。
Because if the wife has a wrong attitude,
你要告诉她。
You must tell her.
你不能说啊，那怕你的，什么都没事了，听你的，听你的。
And you cannot just keep compromising and giving in your way to her.
男人要有男人的尊严。
Because as man, you must play the role as a man.
男人是头。
Because you are the head.
妻子是身体。
And that the wife is the body.
要把这个头撑起来。
So you must have, as a man, the dignity to hold up your head high enough.
自己不出头。
Because if you were to shrink your head back,
男人出头了，女人就有光彩了。
Because if you were to actually hold your crown up high enough, it will also bring glory to your wife.
是男人要尽带领的责任。
So that is why it's so important for you as a man to provide the leadership in your family.
所以我们的信仰，我们做弟兄的，我们信仰自己要追求啊。
So you as the brother, for you as the leadership of the family, you must pursue in your faith.
不过我们的信仰都比太太软弱。
If your faith is weaker than your wife,
怎么带领啊？
How can you actually guide her or lead her?
我们要带领太太，带领家人。
So therefore, remember your responsibility in terms of guiding your family.
太太也学会尊重丈夫啊。
And then as the wife, you must respect your husband.
这是两方面的，一起来的。
Because it is a mutual relationship.
刚刚为什么我们说了，为什么那个猫会变成老虎呢？
And as we mentioned earlier, why is it that a woman can transform from a little kitty to a fierce tiger.
刚刚就讲到另外一个人也跟我讲哦。
Because I also heard another comment from someone else.
他说哇，我太太哦，最近变得很啰嗦啊。
And then the brother was saying that, oh, my wife is nagging and nagging so much.
全部停了.
And that she's nagging so much in my ears lately.
为什么会这样呢?
Why is that so?
几个男人在谈话,
and then this is, of course, a conversation in the group of men.
为什么会这样?
And these men are wondering why the woman nags so much.
有一个弟兄就讲,
then one of the brothers actually said,
一定是你平常给她的注意力不够。
And the one of the brothers says that, oh, you must, perhaps you have neglected your attention to your wife.
我们人是这样的, 注意力得的不够了, 就会发出其他的那种讯号。
Because if you do not give enough attention to your wife, she's actually nagging to get your attention back.
先生就问太太, 为什么那么啰嗦, 讲那么多次?
Then the husband will ask the wife, why are you nagging so much? Why do you repeat the same thing over and over?
太太说,要么你没有听啊。
Then the wife will say that, well, because you're not listening
to me. 有啊,我有在听啊。
But the husband said that, well, actually, I did listen.
你哪有听,你哪有坐下来跟我聊天。
Then the wife said that, no, you did not listen. You did not even sit down and talk to me.
你的眼睛都在看电视。
Because your eyes is looking at the TV screen.
你又打开看报纸。
And, or your eyes is looking at the newspaper.
好,回来就上网。
And you come home, you surf on the web.
你有听到我讲话吗?
Did you actually listen to what I said?
这个也是真的是让我们思考的哦。
So this is also something that the brother should keep in mind.
这是第三点。
So the third point.
这对第一夫妻也犯了什么错误呢?
What is the mistake that this first couple has made?
缺乏了沟通啊。
They lack communication.
这是我们刚刚所想的，我们给对方的注意力减少了。
Like what we said earlier, we have neglected our attention to the other spouse.
我们刚读那个第三章第六节啊。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 6.
再读一次,三章第六节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 again. So when the woman saw that a tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise.
好了,第六节啊,继续读啊。
And she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
就是这样那么简单呢,太太拿来吃。
So this is very simple. You see how the wife took the fruit and ate the fruit.
都给先生吃了。
And then she gave the fruit to the husband,
先生也吃,
and he ate.
先生也吃了。
And then he ate it along with her.
在这个过程当中只有行动,没有沟通。
So during this whole process, there is only action, there is no communication.
太太吃了,都给先生吃,先生也跟着吃了。
The wife ate it and then gave it to the husband and then he also took it and ate it.
好,如果今天的话来说啊,
so if we apply this action to today,
夫妻之间有一个人看到一个很贵的东西哦,
like that a couple today, they saw an expensive item.
哇,很贵啊。
Oh, this is so expensive.
先刷卡了,刷进去了。
So let's just use the credit card.
回来,先生看到了。
So when the husband come back and then he saw it.
哇,你刷了。
And then he says that, whoa, you actually paid for it by credit card.
我说太太说,你刷了。
Or the wife said, oh, you are the one who paid for it by credit card.
好了,刷了也要付钱了。
And of course, but you still have to pay back.
所以夫妻之间没有这个沟通。
So within the husband and wife, there is no communication.
首先,太太自己先吃了。
First, here, the wife ate the fruit.
如果太太这个时候跟蛇说,等我一下,我跟我先生商量一下。
So if the wife at this point, if she was smart enough, she could have told the serpent, well, hold on a minute, let me discuss this with my husband.
商量一下到底要不要吃啊,那么重大的事情。
Because this is such an important thing, I must first discuss with my husband whether I should eat the fruit or not.
说不定都可以有一个空间啊。
So perhaps that would have given them a chance.
那种骗案啊,打电话骗局的那些啊。
So when you listen to people who actually go out and kidnap, or from those phone calls,
通常接到一个电话,哎呀,那么好,后来买了,那么好,钱付了,哎呀,后来就发觉被骗了。
And then you also hear of swindling cases where people hear of the, people receive calls from the phone call, and then they got cheated.
如果这个时候,
if at this point in time,
比较聪明的人,
if you're smart enough,
等一下,我先跟我先生商量一下。
You will say that, well, hold on a minute, let me discuss this over with my husband first.
等一下,等我先跟我太太商量一下。
Or hold on a minute, let me discuss this with my wife.
这个时候会怎么样?
Then what will happen?
两个人沟通嘛。
Then both of you will actually communicate.
你被骗了,现在骗局很多。
Then the other one will remind the person that, oh, this is swindling.
哪有那么好的事?
How can there be such a good thing?
哎呀,醒过来,对哦,这个是骗局来的。
And then you will be reminded, oh yes, I will be cheated.
但是没有沟通。
So since you have no communication,
没有先问一下先生,
you did not first ask your husband,
先生也没有先问一下神,
and the husband did not first ask from God,
太太吃了,
So the wife ate the fruit.
是她的不对。
She is the one who made the mistake.
男的，丈夫的是带领的人。
But however, you as the husband, you are the leader.
先问一下神啊，到底可不可以？
You should ask God first whether you can eat of this fruit or not.
讲得很清楚，不可以的。
Since God said it very clearly, you cannot eat it.
所以啊，关系里面就是这样出了错误了。
So that is how you see there is a breakdown in communication.
对，婚姻要幸福，要怎么做呢？
So if you desire your marriage to be happy, what should you do?
以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章二十二节。
Ephesians chapter
5. 五章二十二节。
Ephesians 5 verse 25.
五章二十二节。
Ephesians 5 verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
二十三到二十三节啊。
Verse 23, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
这里告诉我们一个观念。
Here it tells us of this concept.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
That you as the wife, you should submit to your own husband.
然后丈夫要顺服神。
And then here, you as the husband, you have to submit to Christ.
这样的关系就会很畅通。
Then if this relationship is maintained in this manner, then there will be harmony.
这样的关系就会好。
Then there will be a good relationship.
今天社会上为什么婚姻出了那么大的问题呢？
Today, why is it that there's so many problems in marriage in the society?
很多时候，妻子不顺服丈夫。
Because many times, the wives refuse to submit to the husband.
丈夫也没有道理在心里面，不认识神。
And because the husband, they do not know the truth in their heart. They do not know God at all.
神都不怕了，还有什么可以怕的？
Since they're not afraid of God, what are they afraid of?
所以社会的观念就是这样。
So that is how the perspective of the world is.
但是我们基督徒的观念不是这样。
But as Christians, our perspective is very different.
妻子顺服丈夫。
The wife submit to the husband.
丈夫顺服神。
And the husband submit to God.
那这个过程要沟通的。
So within this whole process, there must be communication.
那我们为什么顺服神呢？
Because why as brothers or as the leader, we should submit to God?
因为我们了解道理。
Because we know the truth.
不理解道理的人不可能顺服神的。
For people who do not know the truth, they will never submit to God.
我们跟神的交通越好，我们就越会顺服神。
Because the more communication you have with God, the more you will submit to God.
所以夫妻之间也是一样。
That also apply to husband and wife.
但是常常啊，夫妻之间啊，却是缺乏交通啊。
But however, very often, there is a lack of communication between husband and wife.
有一些人说啊，夫妻虽然是最靠近的人哦。
Some people say that even though a husband and wife, they should be the closest and the most intimate.
我们注意一下，但是夫妻在吵架的时候为什么那么大声哦？
But when we observe a couple, why is it that when they argue with each other, their voice is, the volume of their voice is so high?
有没有吵过架？
Have you ever argued with your spouse?
当然有。
Of course.
吵架的时候声浪是怎么样的？
And then when you argue with each other, what is the volume of your voice?
吵架的时候不会说，哎呀，我很生气啊，听不听得到？
Of course, you will not whisper when you argue, Hey, I am so angry, can you hear me?
吵架的时候都很大声的。
Because when you argue with each other, you always raise your voice.
为什么很大声呢？
Why is it your voice is so loud?
因为两颗心很遥远。
Because the two hearts are so far apart from each other.
虽然住在一起。
Even though you live together under the same roof.
心很远。
Your heart are so distant from each other.
所以我怕你听不到。
Because therefore, I'm afraid you cannot hear me.
越讲越大声。
So I have to raise my voice louder and louder.
感情好的时候呢？
But however, if you are actually very close to each other,
绵绵情话在旁边很小声。
You will actually whisper your love languages to each other.
那个心很近。
Because you're so close to each other.
这个就是交通啊。
That is communication.
但是今天呢，很多时候啊，夫妻很少交沟通。
But however, it is very sad today. We see that many husband and wife they do not communicate with each other.
家里电视买越大
，the bigger the TV screen you have at home，
夫妻讲话的机会就越少。
The less the chance you will talk to your spouse.
试试看啊。
Well, just give it a try.
没有电视的日子
，in the days when there is no TV。
每天能够说什么就是聊天嘛。
Then what do you do every day at home? You talk to each other.
哇，电视越买越大。
But the bigger the TV screen becomes,
100多个台。
You have 100 over channels to watch.
我一个台看五分钟咯，整个晚上都不用跟你聊天。
And even if I spend 5 minutes per channel, I can spend the whole night watching TV.
有一些家庭是每一个人房间都有一个电视。
And in some homes, you find that there's a TV in every single room.
加上电脑很厉害。
And now, on top of that, you have the computer.
大家各自精彩，各自自己上自己的网。
Everyone have their own entertainment and serving their own web in their own computer.
两颗心在一起却讲话不多。
So even though the two hearts are together, there is no communication.
这是很危险的。
And that is very dangerous.
沟通少，感情就会淡。
The less you communicate with each other, the worse your relationship will become.
讲话越多，可以讲的话题就越多。
The more you communicate with each other, the more things you can actually talk about.
越不讲话，越没有什么好讲的。
The less you talk to each other, the less things you can find of common ground.
所以我们不要学习他们的这个错误啊。
So let us learn from the mistakes from this first couple.
再看回来，这第一夫妻啊。
Let's turn back and look at this first couple again.
他们还有另外一点啊，是我们要小心的。
There's also another point that we must be very careful about.
除了刚刚我们所说的，他们那个缺乏沟通之外。
Other than what we have mentioned, that they lack communication.
所以我们刚刚讲到说啊，要沟通好，要把那些失掉我们沟通时间的东西停掉。
So as we mentioned earlier, if you want to have a good communication, remove all those items away that block your communication.
啊，或是减少来用它们。
Or perhaps reduce your usage of it.
好，他们犯了错之后呢，他们吃了这个善恶果之后呢。
So let's look at the first couple after they make the mistake and they ate of the fruit.
他们还犯了两个错误。
They again proceed to make two more mistakes.
我们知道啊，吃这个善恶果本身是一个错误。
We know that eating of the forbidden fruit itself is a big mistake.
但是在这个之外，他们又犯了两个错误。
But other than this big mistake, they make two more mistakes.
就是第一个错误。
The first one.
就他们躲避神。
That they hide themselves away from God.
第八节。
Verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
他们吃了善恶果，知道自己赤身露体了。
Because they realized that now they are naked after they ate the fruit.
怎么办？
What should they do?
犯了罪的人有一种倾向。
And people who have committed sin, you will find and observe this
tendency.
不想看到神。They do not want to see God anymore.
Withdraw.
They withdraw from God.
哎，很奇怪哦。
And that is very strange, actually.
一个人没有犯罪的时候，跟神和好的时候，很想亲近神的。
A person who is pure and has no sin, they desire to draw close to God.
这对夫妻出了问题了。
So now you see this couple, they have problem.
犯了罪了。
They have committed sin.
怎么办？
What should they do?
神在叫他们。
God is calling out to them.
应该赶快出来，神啊，原谅我，帮助我们。
They should quickly run out and ask for God's forgiveness. Please forgive me.
躲避神。
But no, they withdraw and they hid themselves away from God.
没有办法解决问题了。
But that will not solve the problem at all.
今天我们不但只是夫妻的问题，任何的问题。
Today, this does not apply just to marriage relationship. It applies to all kinds of problems out there.
所有的问题可以归纳成为一个问题。
All kinds of problems can only be classified under one problem.
就是我们跟神的关系。
And that is our relationship with God.
表面上看来，夫妻问题可能有很多的问题。
On the surface, it may seem that there are many problems between husband and wife.
个性不合啦。
Maybe your personality is different.
性格啦。
Or perhaps
沟通啦。
You cannot communicate.
或者是遇到试探引诱啦。
Or perhaps you're tempted and you fall.
其实最根本的问题。
But actually the root of all these problems.
可能夫妻之间有一个人或者是两个人同时离开了神了。
Perhaps one of the couple or both of them have departed from God.
这个时候怎么办呢？
What should they do?
以前感情很好了。
In the past they were very close to each other.
现在改变了。
But now things have changed.
可能两个都离开了神。
Perhaps both of them have left God.
或者是可能有一个离开了神。
Or maybe one of them have left God.
所以这个时候要回到神的面前。
So at this point in time, you must all come back to God.
要发觉问题的所在。
You must realize where the problem lies.
其实大部分的时候。
In fact, in most cases.
双方面都有责任。
Both parties, they have responsibilities.
要把这个环境改变了。
If you want to change and turn around,
也是双方的责任。
The situation, it also is a responsibility of the two people involved.
第二个错误。
And the second mistake,
我们就是彼此的推搪责任。
You see how they blame on each other.
第三章第十一节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 11. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?"
十二节。
Verse 12, then the man said, the woman whom you gave to me, she gave me the tree and I ate.
好，这里告诉我们了，神发现他们犯了罪了。
So here it says that God has actually discovered that they have committed sin.
神就问亚当了。
Then God spoke to Adam.
你看啊，神没有直接找夏娃来骂啊。
So you see how God did not actually look out to Eve and talk to her.
神是问亚当。
God actually spoke to the man.
是不是我跟你讲的
？Because I have told you.
你应该守这条诫命。
That you must listen to my commandment.
结果亚当怎么说
？But what did the man said?
都是这个咯，同居的女人咯。
Then he says that, well, look, this is the woman that I'm living with.
没有承担。
He did not carry his responsibility.
家庭出了问题了。
Because now there's a problem in the family.
丈夫也要负责任。
The husband is the first one to carry his responsibility.
最不负责任的男人就是什么都赖给女人。
The man who is the most irresponsible will push all the blame to his wife.
这是不好的。
And that is very bad.
可能太太有一点责任，但是我们男人不能逃避任何的责任。
Perhaps the wife may have some responsibility, but you, as the man, you are the one who should shoulder majority of the responsibility.
神把这个家庭交给我们。
Because God has entrusted this family into your hands.
好了，神就问女人了，到底什么事？
Then after God spoke to the man, he spoke to the woman. Now what happened?
女人就指了，那个是个蛇了，这个蛇。
And then the woman, again, she pointed her finger to the serpent. The serpent deceived me and I ate.
一个拖一个。
So you see how Adam blamed the woman and the woman blamed the serpent.
今天的人与人之间关系啊，这个盲点就是在这里。
That is the blind spot of all relationships today.
夫妻之间出了问题了。
That's problem in the marriage.
不要你指我，我指你。
Don't point your finger left and right.
家庭出了问题了。
And when there's problem in the family,
不要赖别人。
Don't blame it on other people.
想想看自己。
Examine yourself first.
神就是要我们发觉自己的软弱。
Because God, He wants us to find out our own weaknesses.
所以第一家庭真的是里面给我们很多的启示。
So therefore, when we look at this first family recorded in the Bible, there are so many things we can learn from.
如果我们要幸福美满
，If we desire to have a happy life,
第一
，First,
我们要远离所有的试探。
We must flee away from all temptation.
不要给魔鬼可以试探我们的机会。
Do not leave any room for the devil to work.
第二,
the second,
丈夫要带领的责任。
That you as the husband, you must shoulder the responsibility.
太太要支持尊重丈夫。
And the wife must respect and support the husband.
但是丈夫自己也要值得尊重。
But however, you as the man, you must also earn your respect.
第三,
third,
加强沟通。
That you must strengthen your communication.
第四,
fourth,
夫妻都要来到神的面前。
That both the husband and wife, both of you as a couple, you must come before God together.
今天因为时间的关系，
and today,
没有办法讲很多啊。
Today, because of time constraint, we cannot continue on the topic anymore.
明天我们还有夫妻成长课程，在这里先卖一下广告。
And so tomorrow we have the marriage workshop, and so we would like to remind everyone.
明天我们再继续。
That tomorrow we'll continue the topic again.
唱诗431首。
Let's sing hymn 431.